I have an absolutely awful breaking news story to bring you all, but this one is important. Two teenage girls are dead after a disturbed 17-year-old stalked them for months, made posts about Andrew Tate and Charlie Kirk, and live streamed himself talking about Charlie Kirk, and then allegedly rammed his Jeep into them while they were biking, and now both of them are dead. Now, he fled the scene and has now been charged. I want to break this all down because there are live stream clips I can play you. They found his Twitter, and I do want to put a trigger warning up front. This is a uniquely disturbing video. I mean, I was sickened while reading this story. Genuinely, this one is messed up. We've covered a lot of Epstein stuff on this channel, and we've covered a lot of really disturbing stories, but this one is awful. And the stuff that this kid was posting is a really unique insight. It's a microcosm of what a lot of young men are currently going through and facing. And this is something I've been talking about on CNN a lot lately. I've been talking about algorithms and young males. I understand this culture more than a lot of people just due to my age and due to the fact that I scroll through these algorithms. Now, I'm a normal dude, so I don't get radicalized by seeing this stuff, but the stuff does exist. There's a lot of hate on the internet. I'm sure you guys see it as well. This thread on Reddit from 10 Minute Ads reads, "A Tate and Kirk fan stalked and killed two teen girls. Why isn't the mainstream media or Democrats talking about this?" And we're going to go through this post. We're going to go through the evidence. There are videos of him live streaming immediately after and talking about Charlie Kirk. This is all very sickening and disturbing. So let's start off with this article from the New York Post, just to lay the groundwork. New Jersey teen girls killed in quiet suburb by alleged stalker who ran them down in Jeep. Quote, "She made complaints and nothing was done." This article describes how one of the girls had tried to file a restraining order against the kid after making repeated complaints, and the police really didn't do anything or enact it. Obviously, they didn't enact it. Two teenage girls were mowed down on Monday and killed in leafy Cranford, New Jersey, by a hit-and-run driver who had allegedly been stalking one of them. Two 17-year-old Cranford High School students, Maria Neotis and Isabella Salas, were riding on an e-bike together. This is like sickening. This is awful. Around 5:30 p.m. when a black 2021 Jeep with tinted windows rammed them. Both girls died later at the hospital. A 17-year-old boy from Garwood, a small borough next to Cranford, was arrested near the crash scene. The article details how, quote, "She made complaints and nothing was done," friend Tammy Carbajal told CBS2. "It's just a tragedy. It's just a tragedy." This brings me on to the broader thread. It says, "Recently you may have seen this clip going viral where a 17-year-old kid expresses his, quote, sincerest condolences to the family of two girls who were the victims of senseless tragedy." So this is the kid who did the killing. He went and he live streamed it after, like a deranged psychopath, and was talking about it on the live stream. For those who are unaware, that was him talking about the two 17-year-old girls who were rammed by a 17-year-old dude named Vincent Battaloro. Both of them died of their injuries at the hospital. Battaloro fled the scene and is now arrested and charged with 2 degrees of first-degree murder. Friends and family of the victim said that Battaloro was stalking one of the girls, parking his car outside the girl's house for 3 months, presumably Maria, which had motivated her to file a series of complaints which went unaddressed, culminating in her filing for a restraining order against him. Here's the clip of him on live stream, and you can kind of see him up there at the webcam.
"Be honest with you, it was not a good game. They were swinging at so many fastballs down the middle and missing. But again, I want to make this very, very clear. I do wish my sincerest condolences to those two girls that were the victims of an absolute senseless tragedy, and my heart goes out to their families at this time."
This is obviously some sick psychopath stuff, but it gets a lot worse. Now, I talked about this on CNN, how young men get radicalized by these algorithms, but it's deeper than that. It's due to a broader lack of socialization that we're seeing in America, and honestly, in countries across the globe. Younger and younger generations are socializing less. You know, I always used to think it was dumb when my mom was like, your damn phone is going to ruin you someday. But no, for real, a lot of young people are being ruined by not just phones, but this broader culture of not socializing as much. People try to blame it on video games, but it's not video games. Video games are probably correlated, are definitely correlated with a lack of socialization. So when people are more antisocial, they try to find outlets, and those outlets are video games. So it's actually a reverse correlation. When somebody is less likely to socialize, they turn to video games. Not that they are playing video games because they're more likely to be violent. There's different correlations you can draw there. But the thing is, there is a broader problem that is accelerated due to COVID. Due to the COVID pandemic, a lot of young people in their formative years in high school, college, put a bubble around themselves and never tore that bubble down. And while that bubble was still up, they got sucked down these Andrew Tate algorithms, insane right-wing algorithms. I was lucky enough to have good friend groups. I remember I was pretty antisocial during COVID, but then I pulled the bubble down and I hung out with people again. I went out last weekend. I'll go out next weekend. I'm lucky enough to not get sucked purely down the algorithms, but imagine if I wasn't. Imagine if I was one of the dudes or one of the young women, I mean, it's both genders, who are just now antisocial all the time, 24/7. It seems like that's what happened. So New Jersey 101.5 then discovers Baltimore's socials and reports on them. And while they do censor the handles, there's enough info in the screenshot to narrow down the actual accounts. His TikTok is now private, but his profile picture has a 2021 black Jeep with Jersey plates. The same black Jeep, which is odd considering he accumulated his TikTok by being an MLB commentator, doing like random MLB clips. His Twitter has been inactive since 2023, but includes retweets of Andrew Tate. This is where it gets more damning. You can see at the very top, Vincent Badaloro reposted Andrew Tate saying, five events that will change every man's life. A friend betraying you, the death of your father, winning a fight, losing a fight, finding out the woman you love had sex with someone else. And then it says, they cannot keep me in this cell forever. My enemy's lies are crumbling. This is your time to play catch up. Whatever situation you're in, I want to let you know one thing is certain. It's possible. This is not just normal motivational stuff. This was when Andrew Tate was wrapping all of this in a broader battle where the system of feminism and wokeness and women and all of these people were suppressing him and he had to revolt. And look at how this 17-year-old kid channeled it. And then when Andrew Tate was released, Vincent, this fucking kid, tweeted out, I used to pray for times like this. This is Andrew Tate getting released. Someone said, shut up, loser. And he said, man, who do you think you are? What about this one on his Instagram that they reverse searched? Vincent Badaloro, you can see the name right there at the top of the screen. He was only following POTUS, Team Trump, Dugout Forever, FLOTUS, First Lady of the United States. Now, the POTUS account, the Team Trump account, they've been posting a lot of crazy AI memes. Maybe the president's account shouldn't be posting AI memes and radicalizing the United States citizens. To continue, though, let's continue reading this main thread. His Twitter has been inactive since 2023, but contains multiple retweets of Andrew Tate, a couple tweets expressing disdain for Tate's incarceration, and a quote celebrating after Tate was released. All of this could be forgiven if he hadn't added to his collection of mortal sins by following J.D. Vance. He followed J.D. Vance on there, and I can continue clicking on these, but you don't really need more and more proof because you've seen that he's buying into this broader narrative that the system of feminism and wokeness is keeping him down or whatever. And this is something pushed by the leaders of this country. This is why a bunch of young dudes feel radicalized. And on the other side of that, the Democratic Party hasn't created quite the most welcoming environment for young men. And trust me, I'm not bullsizing it. I'm just saying right-wingers are using this vacuum to radicalize young men, and Democrats haven't quite found the best response yet. That's definitely fair to say. Let's continue. This says, I need to remind you, all of these posts were made when he was around 14 to 15 years old. He committed it when he was 17. So just think about that. In his most formative years, this only proves my theory so perfectly. In his most formative years, what this guy did was consume so much right-wing, red pill, Andrew Tate. We're going to get to the Charlie Kirk of it all, but all of that content. And then he channeled it when he was 17. Now, let me caveat. This kid was obviously disturbed in other ways as well. You have to have some sort of faculty not there in your brain. You just have to. You have to be disturbed in some way. But we can also point to the accelerants and the things that are really breaking young dudes' brains en masse. You have to point it out. Now, on his Instagram, he follows J.D. Vance, Melania Trump, Donald Trump, Team Trump. The Team Trump account is especially heinous for posting Jeffries in Mexican garb, AI videos, calling Schumer corrupt and posting fake Trump poll numbers, posting truths from Trump that are inflammatory. The Kirk connection is even more sinister. The Charlie Kirk connection gets crazy. Going through his live streams, there is a particularly disgusting string of events that take place. This part is insane. Vincent starts off by saying he thinks Maria, the girl who was murdered, unfortunately, just awfully, that she's hungry and he should order her some pizza. He then goes on to claim that he wants to extract vengeance from her because she had accused him of sending her unsolicited pornography, which resulted in a police report being filed. He goes on to poke fun at what is presumably Maria's mother's name, which is ethnic, this says, and talks about using a VPN and burner phone to order some pizzas for her. His friend Evan encourages him to go and watch the pizzas being delivered. Wow. He then says, quote, "Hey, whenever Maria sees the pizza guy come, she better think of Charlie Kirk for making fun of his effing death. Stupid ass clown. Just remember that." When his friend inquires about what Maria said, Badaloro says she made fun of Charlie Kirk's death on TikTok on a repost. Maybe her mother should monitor her social media activity. Let me play this clip from his YouTube channel with 337 subscribers. This was streamed 9 days ago. Again, 9 days ago. It'll probably be taken down soon. This video may be flagged for including it, so just make sure you drop a like and try to help boost it in the comment section so that we can get the story out there. It's important. All right.
Hey, whenever Maria sees the pizza guy come, better think of Charlie Kirk for making fun of his fucking death. Stupid ass clown. Wait, just remember that.
What happened?
Now the restaurant's call? Calling the number. I'm not answering it. That's worth a walk. Yeah, I'm not answering that phone.
Worries him that she... What about Charlie Kirk?
No, she made fun of Charlie Kirk's death on TikTok on a repost.
Oh, she did.
Maybe her mother should monitor her social media activities. So that's going to be a double play.
Okay, so this kid is obviously disturbed, but just to add some clarity to the situation, the investigation is still ongoing, but I can put some stuff together here. This kid was obviously caught up in a lot of Andrew Tate right-wing algorithms due to his social media. That was radicalizing him against this quote-unquote system oppressing young men, which obviously isn't there, but young men feel alone due to this acceleration of isolation from the COVID pandemic. And that's not me claiming that it didn't happen before COVID. Of course, you can trace it back to Columbine. You can trace it back to shootings before that. But I'm just saying COVID accelerated it. Made it happen at a faster rate because young men, young people, people of all ages felt isolated. But this guy obviously got sucked down this rabbit hole. Now, he's then backwards rationalizing violent actions and how he's going to hurt Maria or these two girls. But in this clip, he's talking about Maria because she reposted a TikTok and that TikTok made a joke about Charlie Kirk after he died. So for a repost, he is now using that, coupling it with his resentment, his loneliness, his isolation. And honestly, I don't think it's the video games. I've seen a lot of pundits, people on the right wing, people even on the left saying that, hey, video games are clearly causing this radicalization. But I think that's sort of a causation correlation thing. When young dudes in particular are feeling isolated, they tend to use video games as a way to channel that. I don't think playing a baseball video game makes someone more violent. They're literally playing, it's like no different than watching baseball. Let's return to the thread to continue. When his friend inquires what Maria said, he said, she made fun of Charlie Kirk on TikTok on a repost. Maybe her mother should monitor her social media activity. Man, the irony. His social media activity should be monitored. And the fact that this guy is doing this because of a TikTok repost? Wow. He then says, quote, she likes to eat fat and be a pig and likes to wear makeup around because she doesn't like being insecure. Now, the only reason I'm saying and playing this disturbing stuff is because that is just an Andrew Tate-ism. That is something that comes directly from Andrew Tate. He says stuff like that.
Maria doesn't like to do makeup.
That's a bull.
She likes to eat fat and be a pig.
Aye.
it becomes increasingly clear what is happening. Keep in mind, all of this is going down while his burner phone is blowing up, and he says on stream that he's just ignoring them. His next stream after harassing someone who reportedly had a restraining order against him was titled Pizza Time, lol. Taking a step back, it turns out that Baltaloro had another, even older Twitter account that was sporting takes from 2020 to 2022, which would have made him a 12 to 13-year-old. That was during COVID, 12 to 13 years old. And all of his posts are super normal and were mainly about baseball. Here, you have someone who was exposed to the online landscape at a very young age and was posting baseball stuff, only baseball stuff, when he was like 12. Then he was exposed to a bunch of Andrew Tate content. He was supported and consumed Donald Trump content. He held a consistent contempt for his female peers and justified harassing said peers repeatedly because of a response that he deemed unacceptable to Kirk's death. Obviously, it went on before that. How many times have you heard every conservative media outlet, which this kid was reasonably inundated with, justify the harassment of anyone who wasn't dressed in black, shedding tears at the thought of Charlie, quote, fuck black women, Kirk? In 2022, an 18-year-old executed a bunch of people in Buffalo, New York on a live stream and cited the Great Replacement as his motivation. Kirk goes on pandering to said Great Replacement, and on the day he was killed, a 16-year-old shot up a school for the exact same reason, and not a single MAGA is willing to take responsibility for the harm that their rhetoric creates. It's absolutely insane. What would conservatives' messaging be if this Vincent kid had been black, or if he had followed Joe Biden, retweeted liberals, or followed someone like Hassan Piker? Ben Shapiro would be saying the police were too afraid to enforce the restraining order because of woke DEI. He killed two white girls. These two white girls should still be alive if liberals didn't say this. Thousands of nameless Twitter accounts would be posting their photos, posting the photo of the black teen if he was, and saying, this is what we have. This always the ones you expect, blah, blah, blah. They say this stuff on Twitter all of the time. I'm going to continue to beat this drum on the radicalization of young dudes because this is such a prime example. It's so insane. When he was 12 years old, you see him posting MLB photos. He has an account where he just posts baseball. This is it right here. He posts baseball at 12 years old. And then he makes another account where he begins to repost Andrew Tate. He begins to get sucked into this culture and expressed explicit contempt for any of his female peers. Then over and over, he gets sucked down this Andrew Tate rabbit hole, is getting in arguments online when he's 15 years old. Then when he's 17 years old, he ends up killing two of his peers, and he goes on stream and is saying that they said nasty things about Charlie Kirk. And he was following Charlie Kirk. He was a big Charlie Kirk fan. It is so clear how young men get sucked down these pipelines, and this is a perfect example. So please share this video around. Please drop a like on the Adam Mockler feed. I love you all. If you appreciate my takes, not only on YouTube, but when I go on CNN, when I do debates on Jubilee or Piers Morgan, then make sure you subscribe. It really does help a lot. You can go follow me on Instagram, and we have a Facebook and a Twitter. If you follow me on all the feeds, it just helps support everything. If you're on TikTok, follow me there. Love you all, and peace out.